Good morning and happy Monday with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Yes. Big shout out to my friends over at the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. We had the Man and Woman of the Year Gala over the weekend, mm-hmm. and it had to be done virtually. So here's what's so cool about LLS. My sister is a survivor. So this is an organization that is near and dear to my heart because it was the research that they funded that allowed her to have a stem cell transplant and literally saved her life. As a matter of fact, as I was getting ready to do this virtual gala to host, the folks at LLS said, you know, we really want you to share your story about why you would even be interested in hosting this event. And I was like, I didn't want it to make it about me because it's such a beautiful honor and it's such a beautiful event. So I called Debbie and I was like, listen, give me some stuff to say because I don't know what to say. Like, all I know is that I was an absolute wreck for the year that you were going through all of this. I don't even remember what happened. She's like, I don't remember what happened either. So we got her husband on the phone and she had done all this really intense chemo, and then she ended up having to have a stem cell transplant. So as they're talking and telling me about it and all that she went through and how sick she was, and I mean, it was insane. I'm Googling it, and I was like, Deb, do you know what your life expectancy was for the first year after that transplant? 48 to 61%. And she was like,
gosh.
Well, they didn't tell me that. And Gary, my brother-in-law, is like, yep, we didn't tell you that. I was like, oh, my gosh. And that was back in 2015.
Years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's been five
years.
She's
doing great?
She's cancer-free. It's amazing. And it is because of LLS. So now you know my backstory. Mm-hmm. So I'm so honored that they would even ask me to host this event. And it was virtual, so we were all on Zoom together.
And you'd put up a couple pictures. Like everyone was all, like, you had the, like, ball gown on.
Yeah.
The hair was looking fabulous.
Yep.
Like,
thank
everyone
you.
Got all dressed up.
Full makeup, everything. Yeah. The only thing I wasn't wearing, dun-dun-dun, was shoes, which made it the greatest gala of all time, right? If you're a woman, you know that is the worst part of the evening, is having to walk around in those heels and pretend that your feet aren't screaming the whole time. So it was nice to just be able to sit there barefoot,
right,
where you can only see me from, like, the chest up. I didn't have to, like, suck in my gut the whole time. It was really a spectacular event. So this was the Man and Woman of the Year Gala. So they take 14 people who are running, they're candidates to become Man and Woman of the Year, and they campaign for 10 weeks and try to raise as much money as they can. And then the people who raise the most money win the honor of
Man and
Woman of the Year. Yeah, so it's a great way to spread awareness, and great way to do this fundraiser. Overall, they ended up raising about $310,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Million, I almost said. $310,000, yeah, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And congratulations to the Man and Woman of the Year. And so that was exciting. And
so everything went great.
Well, it did until it didn't, because anybody who's been on a Zoom meeting knows that there are a lot of things that could go wrong. And LLS and their folks there were so careful about everything that they did, right? And so I'm logged in an hour early with my little earbuds in so that the rest of the – because we had a party going on at our lake cabin for my son's first Holy Communion with his family while this was happening. So I'm like – In a closet in the basement, all dolled up, sweating, you know, and with the, in front of my cameras and my script and everything and my little earbuds in. And so I'm going through it, and I'm just about to announce the Man of the Year, mm-hmm. when my earbuds start going doo-doo-doo, right? And now it won't stop. And I was like, okay, this is a dramatic pause. I have to take these out because they're dying, and I'm going to plug in. And so I did, and I lost. All they could do was see me. All I had was video left. There was no audio at all.
No.
So they couldn't hear me, and I couldn't hear them. Because I was like, I can't hear you, but if you can hear me, give me a thumbs up, and I'll just read this. And they were like, no. Like, they're giving me thumbs down. Like, we can't hear
you. The host, right before the biggest part of the whole thing.
Dave, oh my gosh, I wanted to die. So Tori had been sitting next to me watching this whole thing, and I was like, you need to go upstairs and get headphones for me. So she runs upstairs and comes down. She's like, no, there aren't any. And I was like, get back upstairs. So then I turn the video off because I'm like, I'm plugging every – I had three other sets of headphones. I wasn't able to Bluetooth in. I wasn't able to plug in. Nothing was working.
Is everybody just talking amongst themselves?
Oh, I finally turned my video off because I was like, I can't even let them see me sweat. Like, at first it was cute, and I'm looking in the camera, and I'm seeing my reflection. I'm thinking, well, at least I look pretty, you know? Because I have all this makeup on and stuff for the first time in how many months. So, so I turn the video off and then finally I get a call from one of the LLS staffers. And she said, I'm going to put you on speakerphone so you can hear it through my computer and then your voice will come through my computer.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Lifesaver.
So that's what we did. So we got through that. And at the end, I'm thanking, you know, like they actually had a list of people who are already running for Man and Woman of the Year for next year. And we were encouraging other people to join. And, you know, and I was like, gosh, after this catastrophe, because it was a good 5, 8, maybe even 10 minutes that I didn't have they're all like, you know, like someone else had the script, but they didn't want to take over. Because I was on a roll, you know, like it was going really well. Yeah. So I was like, the least I could do is throw my hat in the ring. So I now officially am a candidate for Woman of the Year for 2021. And I'm super excited to get XTU Nation's support and just make a great showing for country music and the Beasley family, because our sister station, MMR, they have a staff member, Nick, who his nephew has leukemia. So so he's been a strong proponent for LLS for a long time and stuff. So we're going to join forces.
That's great. People are able to donate. That's great. And then even better, if you were to win, then that means you won't host and maybe I'll get someone with some headphones that work.
I think that they probably were like mopping their brow when I said I was going to throw my hat in the ring because you're right. Like, oh, good. We're done with it now.
Are you smarter than this very Andy Summers? We'll find out next.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.